on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
A new centre at 10. 5,000 American troops are preparing to withdraw from Germany. The order has come from Donald Trump after he was criticised by the German Chancellor over his handling of negotiations with Iran. The US President has threatened to blast the hell out of the country if a deal isn't reached. Ismail Baikai is a spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry.
The problem with the American side is that it is always expected to impose its maximum demands during negotiations and throughout the entire diplomatic process, pushing the other side to accept them.
It's understood Sir Keir Starmer could face a challenge to his leadership by senior Labour figures. Reports from two newspapers, The Guardian and The Telegraph, suggest Greater Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham and House Secretary Wes Streeting could be looking to unseat the Prime Minister. Millie Cook is the political correspondent for The Independent.
There is definitely briefing from their teams. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you also have briefings from opposition teams who want to make it look like they're traitorous. And I think there's kind of a bit of a political game behind the scenes.
Meanwhile, the Health Secretary has reportedly messaged Labour MPs to accuse lobby journalists of being on a fishing expedition. Police say no items of a suspicious nature have been found at the venue of a Peter Kay show following the arrest of a teenager. A 19-year-old is being held on suspicion of a bomb hoax offence after the arena in Birmingham was evacuated. Sir Keir Starmer says he wants to see tougher action taken against protesters using certain phrases at Gaza demonstrations following calls to ban them altogether. The Prime Minister told the BBC a whole of society response is needed to tackle anti-Semitism after two Jewish men were stabbed in North London this week. A man will appear in court later charged over a car bomb attack next to a police station on the outskirts of Belfast. No one was hurt after a delivery driver was forced to head to the site in Dunmurry. And Princess Charlotte is turning 11 today. William and Kate's daughter is third in line to the throne, behind her dad and her older brother George. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Max.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
Haddenham is entering the Buckinghamshire Best Kept Village competition for 2026. The competition was started in 1957 by Sir Francis Dashwood and the local councils association. Due to its population, Haddenham will enter the Pushman Cup for villages over 3,000 inhabitants. In 2024, Haddenham scored 186 points out of 200, just 2 points off first place. Judging will take place in June and July, and the village will be assessed on features including floral displays, community facilities, playing fields, shops, pubs, graveyards, and evidence of community engagement. Residents in South Oxfordshire are being encouraged to share their views on how rubbish, recycling and street cleaning are run in their area. Last year, over 2,000 people took part in a similar survey, with more than 81% of respondents indicating they were satisfied or very satisfied with their service. The new survey can be completed online at southandvale.gov.uk/waste survey and is open until the 4th of June.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
A slight change in the weather today. Sunny spells this morning amongst the patchy cloud and still feeling very warm with a light breeze. Cloudy this afternoon though, with showers forecast for the evening and overnight. Highs this afternoon of 20 degrees Celsius. I'm Anne Robinson, and for more local news, click on News in the media section of our website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2, Saturday morning with Peter Dawes.
Peter Dawes.
Red Kite Radio.
Radiator grill. Ah! Shall we? No, no.
Video killed the radio star. Well, good morning, ladies and gents. Would you look at that? It is 10 minutes past 10 here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio. Just about to hit 11 minutes past 10, but we won't have a countdown. Instead, I shall let you know that it is I, Peter Dawes, your Saturday morning host. Welcome to the Saturday morning show. I've got for you music chatter, news of a local variety, and of course, we're having a look at the footballing action, the Premier League action going on this weekend. And of course, we'll look at Oxford United and Wycombe Wanderers in the Championship and League One. For the time being, we shall carry on with the music. Here's Blondie with Maria.
She moves like she don't care. Smooth as silk, cool as air. Ooh, it makes you wanna cry. Doesn't know your name, and your heart beats like a subway train. Ooh, it makes you wanna die. Ooh, don't you wanna take her?
Saturday morning with Peter Dawes.
Peter Dawes.
Red Kite Radio.
Come make a
Delamitri there with Its Feelings, taking us up to just about to hit 18 minutes past 10 now. We shall get started on the weekend's action in the Premier League, because it actually started last night, of course, with your Friday night football. It was a technically a relegation playoff. It was Leeds versus Burnley. Burnley already relegated, so I guess that's where the technically comes from. So Leeds 3, Burnley 1 was the final score. Big 3 points for Leeds there in their bid for Premier League survival, where their intent to survive was pretty much apparent from the off. They got themselves into a 3-0 lead, started it very early on with Anton Stack with an audacious effort outside the area, but after only 8 minutes, to give Leeds a 1-0 win. They went in at half-time 1-0 up, and then a couple of quick-fire goals early in the second half from Noah Okafor and Dominic Calvert-Lewin gave Leeds a commanding 3-0 lead, as it were. Burnley did pull one back in the 71st minute, though, through Loom Chowner. He managed to just blast one past the Leeds goalkeeper. Just a bit too much power on it. Keeper couldn't deal with it. But it was no more than a consolation for Burnley as they slumped to a 3-1 defeat. But as I say, they were already relegated last week, I think it was. It was officially confirmed. So Burnley, you know, haven't... All right, they've lost on the night, but they haven't, you know, lost anything, as it were, in the long run. They're already down. So Leeds 3, Burnley 1, the final score there. Right, we shall be looking at what the rest of today has in store for you in just a bit after an ad break and a couple of songs, first of which will be Sugar Babes with Push the Button.
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsley Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsley workshop. Visit kingsleyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844-290-899.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
At Specsavers Tame, we think your eyes and ears deserve the best. Whether that's the best view of the duck race down the River Tame, the sound of the engines during this year's tractor run, or the spectacular views across the Chilterns. That's why our expert team will make sure your eyes and ears always receive our best care. Whether you need a comprehensive eye test or hearing test, with follow-up advice, you can usually get an appointment in just a couple of days. Book an appointment online at specsavers.co.uk/tame or pop into our store on the High Street today.
For Tame, Haddenham and Kingsley.
Red Kite Radio.
Stick. 107.2, where you'll hear different songs every day. Red Kite Radio.
I'm Your Man, taking us to 10:28 there, so approaching 10:30. Now, we looked at what happened last night, of course, with Leeds versus Burnley, but what's going on today in the Premier League? Well, three matches kicking off at 3 o'clock. You've got Brentford versus West Ham in an all-London clash there. Brentford pushing for the European spots, and of course West Ham pushing to stay in the Premier League, so interesting fixture that one. Newcastle United are at home against Brighton and Hove Albion, that's at 3. Again, Brighton pushing for Europe. They are in pole position to get a Europa League spot, 50 points in 6th place there. Newcastle have an up and down season, but they're always pretty handy at home, so never write them off. And then at 3 p.m. of course is Wolverhampton Wanderers versus Sunderland. Of course, Wolves already relegated, rock bottom of the Premier League. Sunderland having a half-decent season, I would say. They had a really good start season, but they kind of dropped off a bit. But they're safely in 12th, So that's okay for them. I'm sure they'll be happy with that. They'd take that at the start of the season. And then at 5:30, another all-London clash. Big one. Arsenal, of course. Title-chasing Arsenal. They're at home against Fulham. Now, Fulham are doing fine. They're sat firmly in 10th. They are also in the press for the promotion places. The European places, I should say. They're only a couple of points off of Brighton in 6th. So, big game there as well for both teams. It's all to play for. It gets a crunch time at the end of the season. Then, of course, in the Championship, Oxford United kicking off in about 2 hours' time. They're away against Millwall. Now, Oxford relegated, I believe it was last week. Unfortunate for Oxford United. But Millwall, of course, pressing for automatic promotion. They are in 3rd, 1 point off of Ipswich in 2nd. So big game there for both sides. And then finally, Wycombe Wanderers, of course, in League One. They're on at 3 p.m. They're at home against Rotherham United. Rotherham already relegated. Wickham safely in 12th. So that one's potentially got nil-nil written all over it, but you never know. Anyway, that's what's going on today. We shall look at what's going on tomorrow and on Monday a bit later on in the show. But for the time being, here's Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations with I Second That Emotion. Maybe you wanna give me kisses sweet.
Classic hits, recent releases. It's Saturday morning with Peter Dawes.
Let's go there. I meet you in the surreal. I meet you in the joy you steal. Stones and sticks, you're kicking the bricks, and still I'm learning how to kneel and what not to feel. Don't care in the empty space that occupies your place. I'll meet you there. A penny on the track, we run and get it back. The driver on the train souls in so much pain, says love will flatten, but it won't crack.
Current from you too. I know it's a weird one, that. Anyway, there they were with In a Life, taking us to 10:37. It's approaching 10:38. Now, it is time for me to let you know, ladies and gents, for the last time, that Music in the Park takes place on Sunday, the 3rd of May. That is tomorrow, ladies and gents, in Elms Park in Tame from 11:30 a.m. They'll have over 40 acts on four stages, and headlining the event is the Coldplay tribute and Dua Lipa tribute, Dua Live, and you'll see lots of top local acts as well. It's a great range of food and drink, retail stalls, Zorbs and inflatables, as well as a creche and a wellness space, so it's all going on there. Now, to find out more and book your tickets, just go to the website musicinthepark.org.uk. That's musicinthepark.org.uk. That is happening in about 25 hours' time. Tame Music in the Park tomorrow, 11:30 a.m. So get to musicinthepark.org.uk to find out more and book your tickets. It's going on tomorrow. Right, that's the last you'll hear about it from me. What we're going to have now is an ad break, because we're a radio station. We have to generate money somehow. Afterwards, it's The Who with Let's See Action.
Red Kite Radio.
Need some instant cash? Aylesbury Bullion are paying top prices for scrap and precious metals, including unwanted jewellery, coins and watches. Part exchange available. Aylesbury Bullion on the High Street.
Planning a new kitchen, it's exciting, but let's be honest, it can also feel daunting. Ripping out the old kitchen, deciding on a new one, then there's the fitting, the plastering, electrics, tiling, painting, flooring. It's overwhelming. but not with Ridgeway Interiors. We take care of it all, from design to installation and even the building work. We handle every step so you don't have to. With Ridgeway Interiors, you'll have a stunning new kitchen without the stress. All that's left for you to do? Enjoy it. Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
Nice parking, Sam. And here comes Tanya on a bike, off to French class.
Hiya.
Sam, so your car door doesn't hit Tanya when you get out, if you can, open it with the hand furthest from it, so you'll see who's walking, riding, or cycling behind you. Far to go, Tanya.
25 minutes.
Lost on me. Sorry. Whether they're fluent in French or perfecting Portuguese, whoever you meet, travel like you know them.
Merci.
Think. Follow the highway code and let's help keep everyone safe.
Get ready to turn back the clock every Tuesday night from 7pm with the 90s Rewind Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From Britpop to dance anthems, from R&B jams to alternative rock, I've got your favourite 90s anthems covered. Relive the magic of a decade that defined music, culture and style. Join us for the ultimate throwback every Tuesday at 7pm on Red Kite Radio 107.2. It's the ultimate blast from the past. Don't miss it.
For Tame, Haddenham and Never Winchendon.
Red Kite Radio.
Never.
107.2. It's Saturday morning on Red Kite Radio with Peter Dawes.
Would I lie to you? Taking us up to 10:49, 11 minutes to 11. And it is time for me to let you know that Chinna Rotary are hosting a Bollywood fundraising dinner and dance at Beeple's Kitchen Restaurant on Lower Road in Chinna. And it's on Wednesday, the 13th of May at 6:30 p.m. So 11 days' time, a week on Wednesday. The ticket price includes a three-course dinner and entertainment by traditional Indian dancers. Profits from ticket sales will go towards St Andrew's School Association and Chinna Rotary Community Project. So it's all for good causes. Tickets are available from Beeple's Kitchen. So get yourselves down to Beeple's Kitchen Restaurant on Lower Road in Chennai to get your tickets for the Hollywood Fundraising Dinner and Dance. Once again, it's on Wednesday, the 13th of May, so a week on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Right, speaking of dancing, we're going to get back to the music. Here's Ollie Murs with Dance With Me Tonight.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a special treat for you tonight. I'm going to call my friend Ollie up here to sing to you ladies. Ollie! Let's go, man.
My name is Ollie, nice to meet you. Can I tell you, baby? Look around, there's a whole lot of pretty ladies. But none like you, you shine so bright. Let your hands go down, down. But go with it, girl. Yeah, just close your eyes. Yeah. I feel the music moving through your body. Looking at you, I can tell you want me. Don't stop, keep going till the morning light. Yeah. When I saw you there, sitting all alone in the dark, acting like you didn't have a care. I knew right then that you'd be mine.
FM.
Red Kite Radio.
Oh,
Ike and Tina Turner there with Nutbush City Limits. Takes us to 4 minutes to 11. And with that, it is the end of the first hour of today's Saturday morning show. But as we all know, it's a two-hour show. I shall be back with the second hour just after the news at 11. Stick around here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio and you shall hear from me pretty soon.
You found the home of classic hits in Tame. Red Kite Radio.
FM on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.